And good evening. That was Cedar and Boyer, A Created Thing. And we're here live in the studios of KRFY. This is the local music scene. And I'm Susie Prez. I am not Lonesome Jack, who's usually here on Tuesday and Friday nights for the local music show. But I am here in the studio with Justin Landis.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Justin Landis, half of the group called Cedar and Boyer, and Jen's home with the kids tonight.
Yeah.
So it's very nice to have you here. And there's a special reason that you're here with us tonight.
There is.
You have a show coming up on Thursday night, live at the office at the Sandpoint Reader, or the Reader.
Right. Yep.
But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about Cedar and Boyer, Justin Landis. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I know. I just saw the other name. Justin Landis and Cedar and Boyer. And, you know, reading your bio, it says you've been playing music, writing music for over 2 decades.
Yeah.
That's a long time. And you look like you're, you know, maybe 20. So
thank you. Thank you very much.
But when did you start and how did you start? And then we'll hear a couple of your songs and we'll talk about the event too.
Okay, cool. I mean, I started kind of playing around with music around 7. I was forced to take piano lessons and I hated the lessons, but I liked to make up songs. But really around 15, I started kind of playing and getting more serious about it. And so that's the date the bio considers as the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm 2 decades older than at least 2 decades older than 15. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So when you started, you started with the piano lessons, but what did you get into? I can imagine a 15-year-old, you gotta be a rock and roll star.
It's not near that glamorous. I was into, I almost hate to say it. I was into, Michael Bolton, Mariah Carey, a little Kenny G from time to time. I was actually living in People's Republic of China at the time, and I had a music teacher who was a classically trained teacher. And so I learned a lot about the sort of baseline of music from Kenny G licks, which I can't say it has moved me since, but I also can't ignore its space in my foundation. So
that foundation of music can go a long ways when you're playing, especially creating your own music.
It can. I hope it's not too audible in my songs, but we'll find out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you like what you're doing, it sounds like
that's
you do.
True. I do. So if people hear Kenny G in it, I'm cool with that, actually. That's fine.
So Justin Landis, you've written a bunch of songs too.
Yeah.
What do you like about songwriting and what do you find intriguing about the process that draws you in?
My favorite part are the moments when inspiration just strikes and a song just kind of comes to life. But I also like finding and kind of crafting a great line, which doesn't happen near as often as I'd like it to. But it's really fun when it does. And so that's what I like.
And so let's talk a little bit about Cedar and Boyer. I know you used to live near the corner of Cedar and Boyer. Is that where the name came from?
It is. Yeah. We spent several days trying to figure out a name, and that was the one that Jen and I could agree on. So we stuck with it. Yeah.
And so your wife and you, Jen and Justin Landis, started playing music together. From the get-go?
Not at all. Actually, she didn't play music at all when we got married, and for years we were together. And then she started playing drums, she started playing hand percussion first with a band we were in called Red Whale Red. I was in with Craig Baldwin in town. She started playing some kind of auxiliary percussion and then got a drum set and started playing that with us live. And then she kind of felt like she wanted to add some melody. So she picked up a bass. And a few months later, just as things went, Cedar and Boyer was born and Red Whale Red kind of faded. And so then it was Jen and I, and there's a rotating cast of others. We play with Holly McGarry when she's in town, and Aaron Brannigan when he can, and Marshall McLean when he can.
And Josh Hedlund.
Josh Hedlund, absolutely.
Who's in Mexico.
Yep.
One thing that really struck me is I knew when you were with Red Whale Red.
Yep.
And Jen was playing the drums, and all of a sudden, the next time I saw you guys, she's playing the bass and singing harmony.
Yeah.
So it was just like that.
Yeah.
And I thought, there's an example, not anyone can play music, but if you really put your mind to it and you have someone like you, kind of coaching and learning with, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I think I did more harm than good, honestly. but she, yeah, she didn't have any experience, but she has a great ear and
really
and
helps.
Knows how to make something happen. So yeah, it's really cool. And we have a blast playing together now. So
do you play quite a bit?
I know
you're in a lot of other musical projects, so.
Yeah, as much as we can around the other things that need to happen with life. But yeah, we're actually opening this Friday in Spokane for John Craigie, and I'll sit in with him. I was on his last record, so I'll sit in and play some guitar, and Marshall McLean Band will be in town the end of March, the 28th, and I play with him.
And let's just talk about that a little bit. Marshall McLean Band, what's that like for you? A totally different than an acoustic duo or something like that.
Yeah, totally. And it's fun to be a background guy, to be able to play bass and sing backup. And Marshall, he's probably forgotten more amazing songs than I will ever write. So it's really fun too, to be able to just be a part of that. And be able to do that.
He's won a few awards there in Spokane lately.
Yeah, he won, I don't remember the name of the award right off the top of my head here, but yeah, he won one recently. He won, I mean, it's been a few years now, but he won Gibson Songwriter of the Year, I think in 2002 or 2003. He's an amazing guitarist, amazing songwriter, and it's just a privilege to play with him.
And so the band is coming to Sandpoint. Tell us a little bit about the show coming up.
Yeah.
Marshall
McLean Band will be at the Panada March 28th. You'll see posters up soon, and tickets are available online, and we'll be at the normal iCards and Eve's Leaves as well. So
surely.
Yeah, we're excited.
What other musical projects are you doing?
Less recently. I sit in with Mamadal when I can. That's Jen's band. And they'll actually be here April 10th with the Shook Twins. They'll be playing a benefit for the Waldorf School.
That's April 10th. And where are they playing?
April 10th. Unfortunately, I'm not sure of the venue. Oh, is the Hive? I think the Hive. Okay. But I'll be playing with Marshall McLean Band in Spokane, so I won't be there that night, unfortunately. But that's going to be a spectacular show. I'm really bummed to miss it.
I think we're going to have some Waldorf people on in a couple weeks to talk about that.
Great.
So we'll hear
more.
That's
going to be a killer show, yeah.
Mamadal's, Jen's in the band.
Yep, Mamadal, she plays bass in that band. And they just went through a personnel change and are sounding amazing. I mean, I got to hear them rehearse last night and I'm just loving it. So,
who else is in that band?
Sarah Berenson, who just wrote an article in The Reader actually last week on kind of the music scene, the local music scene, Spokane and Sandpoint. Claire Fieberg, who's also out of Spokane, and then Chris Hafso, who is also out of Spokane. He's a drummer. He and Sarah were both in the Terrible Buttons before they broke up. Great, great players, great people.
The Terrible Buttons.
Uh-huh.
I am just amazed at the names of bands nowadays.
Yeah.
Is this like and how many there are? So the whole music scene has changed. The industry is in flux constantly.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is Sandpoint has amazing music venues.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, the local music scene.
Yeah.
And that's why we have this local music show.
It's great.
Lonesome Jack Peterson normally is showcasing our local musicians on his show Tuesdays and Fridays. And the newest venue in town is, why don't you tell us about it?
The Hive?
No, the Live at the Office.
Ah, yes. So I haven't been there for a show yet. I've been there. I bet it's going to be a great show. It's intimate. It's got a great vibe. And Jen and I are such fans of what The Reader's doing. We're really excited that it's back. We're really excited to have an alt weekly back in town. And we're huge fans of Cameron and Ben as well. So it's spectacular. And Jen's actually has never been a salesperson, but she believes in The Reader so much she's selling ads. So you can reach out to her if you want to advertise in The Reader.
You know,
so
when you believe in something, you can really promote it in such a great way.
And it's just a matter of saying, hey, this is a great thing. If you want to be a part of it, you know, let me know.
Right.
Which is pretty cool.
So basically, Jen and Justin Landis, Cedar and Boyer, that's you guys, are going to be playing Live at the Office.
That's right.
On Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing the show about. KRFY is one of the sponsors of this newest music venue, we're calling it. And that is at 111 Cedar Street, Suite 9. It's upstairs. There's a little door you go in. And it's really cool up there. They're saying to bring a pillow. It's great small. Idea. It's intimate. You guys are going to be perfect for that venue. Doors open at 5:30. Music starts at 6. And when it's full, it's full. So just so you know. And it's live at the office of the Sandpoint Reader. That's Thursday night.
Yeah. We're excited.
February 26th. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I asked you to do is bring your guitar with you. You've got that nice little Taylor there. Mm-hmm. And why don't we hear a song? But before we hear it, why don't you tell us the name and tell us about kind of, obviously, it's probably one you wrote.
It is.
And a little bit about, because I'm interested in the songwriting aspect of this whole music thing. Music, it's the greatest thing in the world. But how did these songs come about? Tell us about it.
Sure. So this is a song called Not Not Nothing. And it's really about kind of just wrestling with feelings about the past and how, you know, I think in life seasons come and go. And kind of wrestling with how I feel about seasons that have waned and doing that. So it's called Not Not Nothing.
Been gone more than 10 years now. Home's not where I left no more. The rearview mirror's empty. Baby, I'm not who I was before. I can't say I feel too sorry most days. It don't even cross my mind. But letting go's the hardest part for me. Youth forges ties that bind. Well, it's not to say that it's nothing to me, but still it's not not either. Truth be told, I'm just not sure, and that's why I'm not quite free. I hope my brother finds work soon. Well, he's been down for pretty long. Still, I can't say I'm sorry, 'cause he's finding out right where he belongs. My mother's glad to have him in the house. You know she always is. Well, I know my dad would love to see him fly, but the old man can't say no like he used to. It's not to say that it's nothing to me, but still it's not not either. Truth be told, I'm really not sure, and that's why I'm not quite free. I wake up every morning, somehow find the energy to rise. I find it so hard to leave my lovelies, peaceful sleeping eyes. But I gave myself to commerce, I gave myself to the daily grind. Well, I know things could be a whole lot worse, but in ways I'm not sure I'd mind. Well, it's not to say that it's nothing to me, but still it's not not either. Truth be told, I'm just not sure, and that's why I can't be free. It's not to say that it's nothing to me, but still it's not not either. Someday soon, the wife, the kids, and me will take a nice long breather.
What a treat. Not nothing?
Yeah.
Okay. I love doing these live interviews because I get to sit in a sound studio and listen to the best. I think it was Lori Shook and John Craigie in here one day.
Oh, cool.
And they did this really great harmony stuff. I don't think it could be any better than being live in the studio. And this is KRFY, the local music show. I'm Susie Prez, and I am in the studio with Justin Landis. He's half of the musical duo, husband and wife, Jen and Justin Landis, called Cedar and Boyer.
That's right.
And here in the studio, because you are going to be the musical show at live at the office on Thursday night at the Sandpoint Reader. Is it called the Sandpoint Reader or just
the Reader? Reader, I think. The okay. Reader Office, yeah.
The Reader Office.
Yep.
Kind of a unique musical venue. You've
it
heard
is.
Of house concerts. I think you've had those at your place.
We have.
But this is live at the office.
And yeah, it's got all the good parts of a house concert.
Yeah.
It's intimate. It's a beautiful venue. Good folks.
Sponsored by KRFY.
That's
also,
right.
Which is really cool. And the music, or the doors open at 5:30 at 111 Cedar Street, Suite 9, upstairs, and music begins at 6.
That's right.
So just tell us a little bit, what's in store for guests who go to this live at the office on Thursday night?
You know, it's going to be a great night of music. There's going to be a lot of good folks there, too. It'll be a really good kind of mix of people who are invested in our local arts community, the local political community, local kind of local community in general, regardless of what you're excited about. The Reader brings out the best in that community, and I think be a great mix there. So
musically, what can we expect?
Musically, you can expect something a little less acoustic. So we, ironically, as a duo, we don't play any acoustic instruments. So I'll play electric guitar with effects, and it'll be sometimes sweet and sometimes abrasive, intentionally so. And Jen will be playing some bass, and she'll be playing some percussion with her feet, which is pretty cool. So it'll be a fun show. It'll be the full kit and caboodle as far as Cedar and Boyer goes. So it's going to be fun.
And you have an EP, which is an extended play, is
yep.
that what that is?
Which means it's four songs. It's available on iTunes. And then the songs you heard tonight are actually from our Daytrotter session. So you can go to daytrotter.com and check that out. Those are, I like those a lot, I like the sound of them. So,
how did you get onto the Daytrotter?
You know, persistence of a friend, Will Harrison, who is a local guy, great fan of music, and just really cool cat. He had reached out to Sean at Daytrotter and just said, hey, there's this band you should check out. And we happened to be on tour with Holly McGarry and Josh Hedlund down the coast. And so we played a show in San Francisco Monday night and spent Tuesday recording three different Daytrotter sets at a really cool little studio there. So it was fun.
So Daytrotter set up a studio use in San Francisco?
Yeah, so they have their main studio in the Midwest, and then they contract studios several other locations throughout the country. So the guy who engineered our session does that for Daytrotter, and yeah, it was really cool.
I know that Wartime Blues out of Missoula went to their main place,
oh,
in,
cool.
either in Missouri or Minnesota or one of those places,
yeah.
And they were driving all night to get there because they had an invitation to do a Daytrotter session.
Cool.
So they use remote sound studios too.
Yeah.
Which is really great for you guys.
Yep.
Well, how wonderful. I think that it's time for another song if you're into it.
Sure. I'm down. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
And this is Justin Landis, half of Cedar and Boyer, the musical group.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about your song.
So this song's called Ready to Let Go, and it's the closest thing to a love song that I'd be willing to play in public at this point. So. Mm-hmm.
you like a tree. Your branches grow as they do. I know you work so hard at living, and you do a lot of giving, and the years in the mirror really flew. So let's decide to move a little slow. There is more to you than you have shown, and I don't want to rush you, but I'd really like to know. But take your time and take care of your soul. But if it's an issue of trust, what can I do? I've been trying to earn it, but I can't read you. And all my words hold no weight, and rightly so. The talk is cheap, I'm doing and doing and doing. So let's decide to move a little slow. I'll be waiting patiently at your door. Take your time and take care of your soul. Let your chest deflate. Send your breath away. Although I conquer all the earth, fall on hungry days. I'll be here when you're ready to let go. I'll be waiting patiently at your door. And I really don't want to rush you, but I'm feeling a little old. Take your time and take care of your soul. But take your time and take care of your soul.
Well, Justin, that's beautiful.
Thanks.
It's quite a testament. Oh, wow. I didn't realize your voice was so high and beautiful. It's just a soul, like a lonesome, beautiful sound.
Oh, thanks.
Just thank you so much. In the song, you're talking about the pace. Let's slow down.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot going. You have two small kids. You're in all these bands. You have jobs.
Yeah.
Day jobs, we call them. How do you slow down?
We haven't really gotten good at that yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be the next chapter, whenever that happens.
The good news is you're doing a lot of the fun things, the music
yeah.
and all that, all together. I know you take your kids with you on tour, and they're just with you wherever you go.
Yeah.
Most of the time, unless it's late at night. So,
yeah.
And this is 88.5 KRFY. This is the local music show. And I'm Susie Prez. We're here in the studio with Justin Landis, half of the duo of Cedar and Boyer, and Jen's at home. If you're listening, Jen, hope you're having a nice evening at home. And you're here in the studio because you're going to be the musical presentation at the Live at the Office on Thursday night at the Reader.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We unfortunately had another gig the first time, so we missed the first Reader event and are really excited to be a part of this one. So,
well, we really thank you for coming in and sharing your music with us. It was really fun. Probably ask you to come in again sometime because it's too much fun.
Cool.
I want to thank Jack for letting me take over the studio tonight. I love doing these live interviews. And thanks again, Justin. We're going to hear one of your songs called Used to Know. This is recorded off your new Day Trotter session.
Yeah.
And anything you want to say about this song?
I wrote it on Superior Street in the middle of a bike ride. This was one of the moments when the inspiration hit. I pulled the bike over and wrote it. It's pretty fun.
That can happen.
Yeah.
It's the magic. Okay, this is Cedar and Boyer Used to Know. I just want to remind you that tomorrow morning, by the way, I will be here in the studio at 8 o'clock for two interviews. The first one will be with Lauren Albright and Don Childress from the North Idaho chapter of Trout Unlimited. And then right after that, about 8:30, I'll have Tom Harville from Habitats for Humanities. He'll stop in to talk about the upcoming 16th home dedication, Habitat for Humanities. So that's tomorrow morning starting at 8 o'clock. And we're going to hear Cedar and Boyer Used to Know. After that, we're going to go back into the automated local music show. You'll hear Vance Bergson. He was the last artist at the Live at the Office.
Yeah.
And he has one song on here that they sent over to us from the last show, actually. It's called Lola. So after Cedar and Boyer, you'll hear Vance Bergson. And this is Cedar and Boyer Used to Know. We hope you have a great evening. Bye, Justin.
Bye. Thanks, Susie.
Yeah.
Time.